Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is March 1st, and feeling like springtime already. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn, and we've got weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Doesn't it feel good?
It feels
really nice outside. At least yesterday did.
Yeah, yesterday was gorgeous. I'm sure a lot of folks remember the sunshine, the blue skies throughout the afternoon, and it really felt warm. We didn't hit 60 degrees, but we were close yesterday.
Yeah, we hit 58, and I think Eugene hit 61. Even Bend was like in the upper 50s as well, so it was just a really pleasant way to ride. It was the warmest day that we've had all month, and by a lot. Like before that, I think our warmest high was 53, so 58 was like way warmer than every other day this February.
Yeah, what a nice day. I remember looking back at the last time we saw 60 degrees, and there were a couple days in January and then also December that we hit 60. So these pleasant temperatures through wintertime happened a few times. But yesterday was nice. I think February has been running very cold. So good to see that day finally as we finished out the month.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You get these little spurts and they kind of just like help you get through winter. They're like, okay, here's a little break. Enjoy it. We'll see what happens, though, as we approach a little bit further into March. But this week looks not bad.
Yeah, this week is going to be gorgeous. So, so far, I see several days where we'll be either at 60 degrees or very close. Mm-hmm. And much of this week also stays dry. You know, we kind of start out the first week of the month here with mostly cloudy skies today. And then we see a bit more sunshine both Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes.
So just some pleasant weather to get outside. Any yard work you have to do, it's going to be kind of some perfect conditions for anything you have planned. Back to running outside, some exercise, just great weather this week to do all of that.
Yes. And so today, I think we're close to 60. I mean, I think it's going to be another day very reminiscent of what we had yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. So I have today in the upper 50s. That's Monday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, a little bit colder because we do have kind of a weak disturbance nearby that'll kind of change up our winds and only maybe hit the mid 50s. But that's still not a big change. So it's still going to be pleasant tomorrow. And then I think Wednesday and Thursday will be our warmest days of the week.
Yeah.
I have Portland at 60 degrees on Thursday and possibly even Wednesday too. So
yeah, I think Wednesday may surprise us. I was looking at it over the weekend and it just looks like a day that we may get a few extra degrees and we may get that 60 degree boost. I never put it up there yet. I put on Thursday, but I didn't put on Wednesday. But Wednesday I think is going to surprise us. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, and I think March in general is typically the transition month. You know, we finish out winter. The first day of spring is officially March 20th this year, and we begin daylight saving time. So we push that sunset further back. We lose an hour, you can say, but really it gives us more daylight. And we pick up daylight by about 3 minutes every single day this month. So
nice.
It's just, you know, a fast track to a lot of sunshine. And just more daylight throughout our afternoon and evening. So I think a lot of folks will enjoy that as we head into the month.
So that's going to push our sunset beyond 7 p.m. then?
Yes. So we see that pretty soon here. I believe March 14th is the beginning of daylight saving time. It's a Sunday. So typically the night before, you push your clocks forward an hour. So when you wake up, you're on time. We're still seeing our sunset today around 6:30, so it kind of pushes to 7:20 p.m. And then later and later as we head into March. So exciting times. I remember last year at this point I was running a lot during the afternoons. It was just so gorgeous out. So I'm very excited to see this point in the month.
Yeah, same here. I think we need it. Or at least, you know, I won't speak for others, but I need it. I'm ready for those later sunsets and just the nicer weather. This week is really going to feel good. So I think we may return to some rain on Friday. But other than that, like you said, we're pretty dry.
we are pretty dry through Thursday. So I saw a large upper level trough developing offshore, which kind of just opens the area for low systems to roll into our region. So we get one forming on Friday and even Thursday night, a chance we see a cold front starting to graze the Oregon coast and then finally pushing in Friday morning into Portland. So it does look like we see chance for rain Friday and the weekend. And also this system will bring in some colder temperatures. So we'll shake the upper 50s by the time we hit Friday and the weekend, back to the upper 40s even. So much colder this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the start of this week is actually kind of what it is typically towards the end of March. So like usually we start March around the mid 50s and we finish the month pretty close to 60. But this week we're kind of doing the opposite where we're starting in the upper 50s and then we're going to cool down to probably the lower 50s, you know, maybe by the weekend. And like you said, even the 40s. So our March, you know, sometimes it feels like we get this huge boost of temperatures, but we really only warm up about 4 or 5 degrees through the month of March. But we just have more potential. We have more, our ceiling's a little bit higher.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And we still see a good amount of rain, too. I think the average rain total for March is 3.68 inches. So under four, but above 3.5, which is still a good amount of rain. So I think we get to be a little more convective and active, too, at this point in the year. That's kind of like our springtime storyline as we head into it. We'll see more thunderstorms and then sun breaks in there, too. So I'm looking forward to tracking some heavier rain cells as we head into this month and then also into April.
Yeah, I don't mind that. We get that because we get the sun break. So you get like this moment to still get outside and do some things and then you get those heavier showers. We start incorporating like more hail again, start getting those little hail showers too. So we'll see how that turns out. But I'm with you. It's a good transition and it is still a lot of rain. I mean, I was looking at the total this week and I was like, whoa, okay. I forgot that March is still this wet. You know, I was waiting for it to drop. In my mind, we're in May, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, because May is kind of like that big drop, right? It just kind of, and then as soon as we hit the 4th of July, I think that's when we just, the tap turns off. That's kind of what I've remembered. So we're still months out from that. Still going to be a wet month. We've also still seen a lot of snowfall for the mountains. And over the weekend, it was almost one of the larger snow events we've had in years here for the Cascades. And our snowpack now is above 100% of what it should be. So we're seeing excess snow in the Cascades and in the Willamette Basin, which serves the valley. And it's really good to see for our water supply as we head into springtime.
Yeah, the ski report that I showed on like Saturday was like a foot of snow up at Meadows and Timberline over the 24-hour report. And you just so happened to be up there this weekend. Enjoying that.
it was great. I think there was about 27 inches of new snow from Thursday to Friday. And then starting Saturday, that storm kind of waned. So I decided to go up there. I'm not sure if it was a mistake to go up there because I think the whole city of Portland went up there as well. It was so busy. And imagine all of the traffic and all of the folks heading up to go ski either at Timberline or Mountain Meadows and just getting hit by so much traffic over roadways that were just coated in snow. It was literally the snowiest I've ever seen government camp and Highway 26. So we had to stop and put on chains. And of course, we failed to put on chains. So that took, you know, an extra 45 minutes.
Right.
I don't know why chains are so hard to put on tires, but these ones were really tough. But everyone was driving, you know, 20, 25 miles per hour through government camp. There were lines left and right, and the snow quality was great. I went to Meadows, and it was just so much powder.
Yeah. You need the auto socks. I'm telling you. The auto socks are like you just slap them on, and they're really great. So, you know, I think they run about $100, but you get some good use out of them. So auto socks next time.
Auto socks.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that you just kind of, they look like hairnets for tires.
Yeah, I think Jenny Hansen is a big fan of those.
Yeah, they're
so
great.
They must be pretty easy to apply or install on the tires. So we'll go with that because getting those chains on cars, it looks intuitive. I can tell you it's not, unless maybe you're a dad who's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah. They're all a little bit different too. Some of them are attached a little bit different than the others.
Yeah. But I mean, paired with this incredible snowpack, we've also seen a lot of danger up on the mountains. And I think Saturday and Sunday were great days for skiers. But earlier in the week, we had a bunch of avalanche warnings left and right. And I had the pleasure of chatting with a member of Mount Hood Ski Patrol. Her name is Rachel Lieber. She is, for lack of a better word, just a total savage because she's one of the few females who is on the leadership team or has been over the years. She's been a member for 10 years and just had so much to share about what they do to mitigate risk for skiers. You know, they go and patrol every single run before the resorts open up. So there's just a lot of thought that goes into the safety of skiers that head up there. And she had a lot to say about what people tend to forget about the mountain and also some of the behind the scenes stuff that they do. So take a listen.
There's a couple of characteristics of Mount Hood that are important for people to know in terms of the climate, the location, and then the moisture that make it additionally unexpectedly difficult terrain. And sometimes it's people underappreciate the challenges of Mount Hood. So the proximity of Portland to Mount Hood is very close when you compare, you know, to other geographic big metropolitan areas. It's very unusual to have a large recreational area so close to your backyard. That's a wonderful thing, but it also can be challenging. If the weather's good in the morning, it could be difficult in the afternoon. We get big crowds unexpectedly. So we have to think about weather in terms of making sure that all of the guests at all of the areas and Highway 26 are safe and secure. The second is, you know, that wonderful Pacific Ocean and our marine, the water quantity in our snow is much higher, and people will say, oh, you ski in Oregon, it's nothing like Utah and California. Well, it's true. We have a much higher water content in our snow. And so if there is an avalanche or a slide event or just small slides, it sets up very fast like concrete. So when we learn about avalanche safety and avalanche mitigation, a lot of those standard national best practices of kind of like things to keep in mind as, you know, what's the water quantity in the air? We have to think about it even more intensely here in Oregon because you have an inexperienced population of individuals that can access the recreation areas really quickly. And we don't have a lot of time if an avalanche occurs. And so we have to get to work very quickly. We think in, you know, minutes when avalanche events occur. And then we just have a growing backcountry, I think, general recreation interest here. Again, we have a lot of people who are like, ooh, that mountain is right there. I want to go learn how to climb a mountain. And so we have to think about what's the terrain in area? And then you think about Heather Canyon. What's the terrain like just outside of normal basic terrain in advanced terrain? And then what's the terrain like outside of the area? So we also work in combination with organizations like Portland Mountain Rescue, Clackamas County Search and Rescue, because while we are serving inside of the recreational areas, events, weather-related events, happen just outside the areas as well.
Do you think there's much concern of avalanches on the groomed runs, just like your normal blues and even some blacks inbound?
No, generally no. Ski Patrol gets up very early in the morning and starts mitigating risk. So if we do our job well, we mitigate the risks. So we look at every run. We open them. We take a run on them. We also look at buildings. We look at cornices that have created in the night before. So in area, we are mitigating all of that, as well as the cats are obviously doing a lot of work to maintain that base. So generally, no, you don't hear about avalanches on your greens and blues, but your Heather Canyons, absolutely, that can happen. And as the individuals who participate in these recreation activities get more advanced and the equipment gets easier to learn, those people that are kind of in area and out of area is substantially growing nationwide.
Okay, again, that was Rachel Lieber of Mount Hood Ski Patrol. Super awesome woman that I got to chat with. And we'll have more from her in the next couple of weeks, just about her time on Ski Patrol. And as a female leader, too, she's just so awesome to chat with. Oh, and I forgot to mention that they're also hosting tryouts for Mount Hood Ski Patrol. So if you love to ski and you think you're pretty savvy at it and you want to help people, and you're also in the area, They'd love to have you on the team. They'd love to see you try out. So go check them out. More information on their site, also coin.com. It's all volunteer base, and I think it'll be over the weekends and also weekdays too. So a good fit if you want to ski with like-minded people, help people out too, who get into some trouble on the mountains. This could be your thing. So again, March 20th is tryouts for Mount Hood Ski Patrol. But let's hop back into this week again. It's just going to be so gorgeous. I think it'll really feel like springtime at least through Thursday. And Joseph, I wanted to ask you, do you think we're done with the snow in Portland? Should we put a fork in it?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with no, because I could cheat a little bit, because I was looking at some extended models and it looks like we might get a little cold heading into the second week of March. But mainly, we had some snow, I think, the last couple Marches. I think last March we had some snow, and the March before that we had a little bit of snow. So I don't think it's going to be anything massive, but I'm not giving up yet. So I think there may still be a chance for a little jolt of winter and some snowfall. So I'm going to go with, I don't think it's the end of it yet.
Okay. That's a good analysis, because we have seen very small amounts of snow, like one to maybe trace amounts in March. And it tends to be the type of snow that is already melted off or starting to melt on roadways by noontime, you know?
Right.
So it tends to happen, or it can happen still in March, but they're not as impactful storms like the one we saw in February. So, maybe we do get some more snow. I think that'd be fun, but.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I still think there's a chance for some sort of very quick, warm, but snowy events where we see, you know, some light snowfall that coats roadways, and it's just more of an annoyance as we, you know, start to melt it off during the day. Folks are still scared to drive, but then you see your neighbor driving through it and it's fine. I mean, we'll see what happens. I think by April we're completely done and we start to transition more into the warmer pattern where we can hit the 60s and 70s on those hotter days. So yeah, kind of excited to finish out wintertime. What about you?
Yeah, you know, I think that we probably have a better chance of maybe getting snow than like 70 degree days. I just feel like we're going to be stuck in like a colder pattern through March. But I really want like a 70 degree day. So we'll see if that comes, or upper 60s, something like that. I would love that.
I think looking back at December, January, we ran above normal, and we had some of those weeks where we just sat in the 50s. And 60s, and it just felt too warm for a winter month. I kind of feel like we'll trend, you know, we'll still see some cold days, but we'll trend warmer by the end of the month, and then April may also be warmer too. So I just feel like that's the way we've been trending over the last couple of years, and even over the last few decades. So yeah, it'll be interesting to track, and we'll keep you updated every single week here with the forecast. So Joseph, what's your favorite day this week?
I'm going to go with Wednesday. I think Wednesday is going to be a warm, sunny day. So I'm going midweek too. Just bring it.
Yeah.
Just bring it.
Just a nice tease to springtime. That's also my last work day before I'm on vacation. So I'm going to say Wednesday.
Yeah, great.
Very exciting. Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in. And you can always catch more information on Twitter. Joseph and I post a lot of information there. And also coin.com is a big resource for weather too. Also on air. I'm on in the mornings, Joseph on the weekends, and Natasha, our chief, on every night. So tune in and enjoy this week. It's going to be a good one.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.